The Gemara in Daf Tezayin Mudaf Aleph is discussing the machlokes are men chachamim lagabe mfagim chatzi matir. And the Gemara says, "V'med v'amrim b'damim hanisam lo mizbeach achitzim. B'damim hanisam mizbeach apnimi kagod men gemel shem kippurim. V'chas esir shapar ben Mashiach. V'chas esir shapar lim davar shal tzibar. Pigal ben Mishene ben Mishene ben Mishlishes. V'mer oimem pigal chel nefkaris. V'chacham oimem ein b'karis ashir fagel b'chol hamatir." So Mer holds that we are mfagim chatzi matir, and Chacham hold that you're not. Taisa says over here, "D'mamaschal ben Berishena." That he says, "V'chatzi hazayis the pnim, k'meder amer do havi pigel, midid havi achatzi kaimitz do havi pigel." So even though Amer holds you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir, that's only in a whole set. But if it's in chatzi hazayis, the mashal you only do one or part of the sheva hazayis you have to do b'fnim, then Amer is masking that that's not pigel because that's not you're not doing the whole unit b'chlal, and that would be similar to being mefagel and chatzi of a kaimitz. And the Briskarav in his sefer on the Rambam Hilchos Psulim Mekdashin brings down that somebody asked the Makasha from the what's Mavur in the Gemara in Zvachim that according to Rameir, if you mefagel in two of the matanas of Chatas, if you mefagel in one of the matanas of Chatas, even though they're both ma'akiv, that is good pigel. That's considered a that you're not being mefagel in chatzi yadavar, but that full matana is considered a full nesina, and that would be good pigel according to Rameir. So this person asked the Biskarav, why is that different than what Taisa says over here? Just like by the Zayin Hazayis, they're ma'ak of each other. And therefore Taisa says that's like a chatzi kaimitz and it's not pigel. Then l'chai hud ne'mashtem matanus shebechata should be the same thing because the two matanus are ma'ak of each other. You can't do one without the other. And it should be like chatzi kaimitz. So what's the difference between one of the two matanus of chatas and one of the Zayin Hazayis over here, bifnim? And the Biskarav answered the Gevaldik Yisayit. He said the pshat is like this. He says that Enechinami by Chatas, the two matanas are ma'ak of each other, but it's not because that one matana requires the other matana. In other words, mitzad, each matana is independent, and each matana has a shem matana, does not require the other one, and it stands on its own feet. It's only the mitzad, the carbon is mechayiv, that you have to have two matanas. If you don't have both matanas, then the carbon was a dunkaroi, and therefore it's ma'akiv in the kapar of the carbon. But each matana, kishal atzmai, does not need the other matana. And therefore, it's not considered a chatzi matir. Mashenga by the zayin hazayis, over there, there's a din be'etzem that each hazah needs the other one. Because when you have zayin hazayis, there's a din minyan, there's a din mispar, deraisa, you need to have seven. There has to be seven. So if you just do one and two, and you don't do the other five, the one and two are missing. It's not a zayin hazayis, it's just two hazayis. So it's in the cheftza of the hazayis themselves that each one is mechayev, that the other one should be done as well. And mimele, if you don't do it, if you only do half, that's mamash chatzi kaimitz. You didn't do anything. Mashenga by matanis, being that each one on its own is a davar shalem, it's just mitzad the carbon you need it, then enechinavi, they'll be ma'akev, but that won't be considered a chatzi, the davar won't be considered a chatzi kaimitz. And over there, according to our mayor, you could be mefagel in half.